This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, man. Good morning. How do you do? Hey, man. Just want to talk about the boys in blue. Hey, man. Now that you've been here a year, what's your favorite KCQ? Hey, man. What's new in the clubhouse, the bullpen, and the lineup, too? Hey, man. How was the road trip? Bob and Dusty want to know. Hey, man. What do you think of Slugger and FM radio? Hey, man. Is it true you're a deadhead, too? Hey, man. Did baseball want to talk music with you?
It is Wednesday, 9 o'clock. Royals manager Matt Cotrero joins the show. Matt, how the heck are you on this Wednesday?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
Doing pretty well. I noticed that you were in some familiar stomping grounds last night in that minor league ballpark. But before we get into that, we did do what our Kentucky Derby horses' names would be. According to this graph on FanDuel, would you like to know what your Kentucky Derby horse name would be?
Oh, I've been waiting all week to hear that.
Who hasn't? Right?
I bet, man. I can tell you're at the edge of your seat. Your horse name for the Kentucky Derby is Mysterious Pickles.
Oh. Of course it is. Why wouldn't it be?
I don't know, man. You got that vinegar bite, you know, nobody hates. I don't know. There you go, man.
Mysterious Pickles, man. Like, to introduce yourself by that. When you go out to home plate today to exchange the lineup, introduce yourself as Mysterious Pickles to the umpire.
All right, yeah. Well, what about, you guys had asked me for 2 weeks. What about, how'd the draft go?
It went good. I was excited about it. I think they got some good players at good positions, and we'll see how they play out, obviously, in the next couple of years. But I think, you know, from a player standpoint, it went great. Not for Shador Sanders, but I think for everybody else, it was good.
I was too busy watching the Royals win six in a row.
All right, yeah, me too. That's why I'm asking.
that's why you're asking, right?
Let's address the elephant in the room. How's Mr. Reagan's doing, Q?
He's good. I mean, this is very much our call. He was ready to go. He wanted to pitch, but he's been fighting this thing for a little bit, and he's feeling better every day. And we just figured, let's try to make this for the long play. We're in the middle of 16 in a row. It's certainly not going to hurt him to miss one start, but we're really comfortable with where we're headed.
So nobody's concerned then that it's going to be a long-term thing. That's totally off the books right now, right?
Well, nothing's totally. I mean, he's pitching so well. He wanted to pitch today, but we're trying to just be, and we just want to bump him back, make sure that by the time he pitches again, this thing's totally in the rearview mirror. If we thought it was going to be long, we would have already IL'd him. But we don't think that's the case. So.
Yeah, perfect. Well, I think what we're looking at is you guys, after that road trip, which wasn't great, obviously, but you guys have bounced back in a great way. I mean, how do you get these guys, or maybe you don't, maybe it's on them, after having a devastating road trip like that, just to kind of flip the switch again and as Dusty said, win six in a row, win eight out of nine or whatever it's been like, how do you go from that road trip to having a ball of fire inside of you right now?
Well, it is them. I mean, those are the kinds of guys we've put in that room, and those are the kinds of the attitudes that they live with, right? I mean, baseball is such an up-and-down season. I mean, 162 games, and, you know, those games that we lost on that road trip, there were a really good amount of them that could have gone the other way. And you can say the same for the games you win. So that's why we can't get too high or low on, you know, 1 week or 10 days or whatever the amount of games is. You got to stay you got to stay the course because you're going to win some games you think you should lose and vice versa. And all we can do is come out and compete. And that's even in the losing streak that we were competing like crazy. And any of the number of those games could have gone the other way. And I think that's the way those guys, they go about it. Right. I mean, got to turn the page. Like I've said before, if you have a good day or a bad day as a team, the other team doesn't care. No one feels sorry for you when you're losing. Nobody thinks you're great when you're winning. You just got to keep grinding, and that's what these guys are doing.
Yeah, and it's fun right now when you're winning and you're getting kind of, you know, back to that 500 level as to where you are. Now, before you know it, the first month of the season's over tonight. I mean, we're through April after tonight. How do you assess the first month of the 2025 season?
Yeah, I mean, if you know, you're right around 500, you're in the thick of it. You know, that's what you're trying to do. You're trying to get your feet on the ground. You're trying to kind of feel out where we are, how we're going to try to win games. Right now, the pitching has kept us in a lot of these games. And we talk about that a lot. Like, these games are in the balance in the sixth and seventh inning, and we have to figure out a way to get one more than them. And that's what we've done this last streak of games. We got to force the issue some on the bases while we're waiting for the, you know, the bigger three-run double or the home run that separates games. But, you know, we're feeling good about how the pitching's keeping us in the games, and our offense is definitely going to come around.
Yeah, tonight you've got some people that, you know, obviously flagship Royals, flagship of the Chiefs. You got some people who live up in St. Joe for training camp. You got a kid on the mound tonight in Noah Cameron making his debut for you guys tonight. What can we expect from Noah Cameron taking the spot from Reagans as you guys let him rest?
I'm excited. I mean, I just got to know Noah in starting this offseason. And he's extremely confident. He's extremely poised for a young pitcher, and he's got great stuff. I mean, he's got a plus changeup, plus curveball. You know, his velo's in the low to mid 90s, and he's developed a cutter and a slider these last 2 years. And you know, we're really excited about him. I mean, he's somebody that we think is a big part of the future, and for him to get a chance to make his debut tonight is really exciting for us.
How do you get Vinny going, Skip?
Well, you know, I think Vinny's had some really good at-bats and some tough luck, too. I mean, I think he's had some balls that he's hit hard. Last night's a good example. He's taken some walks. You know, we've seen it in spurts. And I think now, as the team, I really believe in this. As the team is winning, guys figure things out a little bit because they figure out how to get that one guy over or get the sack fly or whatever it is to keep them afloat as the team wins. And then the individual stuff will start coming because they're not putting as much pressure on themselves.
Yeah, I know this guy's not putting any pressure on himself, but I'm wondering what a significance a 20-game hit streak has for a ball club and what the vibe is around that for one Bobby Witt Jr.
Guys are excited about it for him. You know, I mean, you know, they kind of marvel at Bobby and what he can do on the field. And, you know, I know last night it came down to his last at-bat. Salvi was standing next to me in the dugout before he went up, and as soon as he saw the ball go up the middle, he said, "That away, Junior." You know, like he said, "That's 20 like, to me." I was like, "Yeah, I'm aware of what's going on," but I mean, it's exciting. Guys appreciate him. They appreciate the game, you know, and they appreciate how hard it is. So to see somebody accomplish that kind of stuff is really special.
Has Salvi ever met somebody he doesn't like? I mean, like him playing first base has been some of the greatest video and things that we've seen. I don't know if you're watching him at first base. He's always talking to guys, high-fiving, laughing, having a conversation down there. Like, this is America's host now playing first base.
He does. He handles it really well over there. It does make me laugh because sometimes Jose is trying to get his attention to move him and he's fully engrossed in a conversation over there. And the first base coach will be telling, "Hey, they're trying to get your attention," you know? So, but no, he's awesome. I mean, he's Salvi, right? I mean, I really appreciate the way he handles the game and the way how professional he is with, you know, a big part of that in his personality is why he's been able to endure so many years of, you know, his own ups and downs, his injuries, the team's ups and downs. He just got a tremendous personality and outlook on life, and it's really cool to be around.
Well, Mysterious Pickles, go get the series tonight, and hopefully you got a sweep coming up in 2 days from now, and keep winning and keep the boys rolling.
Okay, guys, have a great week.
You too. Well.